You know what's great, but you don't use what's great.
Well, you know what's in the book, and you know that one in the book is the one that the kooks would use.
Well, and I'm saying correct. Now, what you're doing is deciding what's correct.
Yeah.
Thing what's correct changes.
That's
from
right.
Period to period.
And these books are...
I used to be real conscious of what was right and whether I was saying it right or not.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I think the farther you get away from school, you...
Sometimes you think you're saying it right and you're really making a mess of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fun to watch old terms fade away and new terms come in. And on something like this, you can do it. Oh, what would you call a fancy pillow on a bed?
Stuffed pillow. I don't know what else. What would you call it, Barb? She doesn't know.
No.
How about flat, grassy country?
There you go, out in the country again.
Oh, just general type of country. Let's say this country here before it was all farms.
Oh, prairie?
Did I ask you about meadows?
Yeah, and I didn't know anything. I was pretty dumb on that.
How about a dry creek bed? Any special term for that?
No, you told me what it was, and I don't even remember.
Well, I'm gone.
Dry creek bed. I don't have much occasion to talk about dry creek beds. What was it you
creek
said?
Creek bottom? Is that what you call what? No, that's not.
Well, this is to check some of the Mexican terms that have come up from Texas. Arroyo and wash.
No.
Gully. Of course, that gully's something else, I guess. Generally something else.
There's a buffalo wallow in town down here at the Springs Park. That's what started that. The buffaloes used to stop.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, I believe it was the cattle drives used to stop there in water. And I believe the buffaloes are the ones who started that. They had natural springs there, and they'd come and, you know, cool off.
It's like pigs.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
If you were going to walk by the side of a road in the country, where would you walk?
In the bar ditch, I guess.
How about in the city? Where would you walk?
On the sidewalk.
If something is coming in this direction, you'd say it's coming how in relation to me?
Toward me.
Uh-huh. And how do you, well, you don't drink coffee. If someone puts, well, let's say somebody has his coffee black and somebody else doesn't like it that way, you'd say he drinks his coffee...
With cream?
Uh-huh. And the one who drinks it black drinks it how? Not with cream, but...
Without cream.
Uh-huh. If, let's see, when we finish this, you'd say we're all...
Done.
All done or all...
Finished.
Or all...
Through.
Uh-huh.
It'll be through.
I'm interested in pronunciation on that one. Have you ever heard thoo?
Never.
We're thoo. Oh, it's thoo. It went through the window. It's pretty common.
Is it really?
It is.
I never heard that.
Thoo and thowed. He thowed it. We were talking about oxen. What would you call, well, two oxen together?
Oh, I suppose a brace.
Mm-hmm. How about four of them?
I don't know. Two brace.
Let's see, here's one. Well, we got fell off the horse, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get fell out in the bed.
No.
Gee, I met a charming man over the eastern part of the state. But he would never use a pronoun with me. Never a plural pronoun. Hmm. And I'd ask him questions, and he'd use names. Martha and I, or something like this. And then, well, we talked, and he had five children that had all gone through high school. And then afterwards, we were